What should we do now?
Let's play a game.
Let's play I Dare You To.
Oh, no, Josie. That game is for boys.
Josie can play it, too. Ruby Gillis, I dare you to hop on your left foot down the path without stopping.
Oh, that's easy. There. My turn.
Josie Pye, I dare you to walk along the top of that board fence.
I can do that all right, Anne Shirley.
See? I have perfect balance.
Do come down from there, Josie.
Oh, there.
I told you I could do it.
I don't think it's such a wonderful thing to walk a little low board fence. I knew a girl in Marysville who could walk the ridgepole of a roof.
I don't believe it. I don't believe anybody could walk a ridgepole. You couldn't, anyhow.
Couldn't I?
Then I dare you, Anne Shirley. I dare you to climb up there and walk the ridgepole of Mr. Barry's kitchen roof.
Don't you do it, Anne.
You'll fall off and be killed.
Never mind, Josie Pye. It isn't fair to dare anyone to do anything dangerous.
I must do it. My honor is at stake. I shall walk that ridgepole or perish in the attempt.
Oh.
If I am killed, Diana, you are to have my pearl bead ring.
Oh,
she'll never do it.
Oh, I wish she'd come down.
Look, she's up there. She's walking, Diana. She's walking the ridgepole.
Please come down, Anne.
How about that, Josie Pye?
Oh, Anne, are you killed? Oh, Anne, dear, speak just one word to me and tell me if you are killed.
No, Diana, I am not killed, but I think I am rendered unconscious.
Oh, Anne, at least you're still breathing.
Here comes your father, Diana.
What's going on, girls? Shirley, have you hurt yourself?
My ankle. Oh, Mr. Barry, please take me home.
Aren't you very sorry for me, Marilla? I haven't merely sprained my ankle. I've broken it.
It was your own fault.
But what would you have done if you had been dared to walk a ridgepole?
I'd have stayed on good firm ground and let them dare away. Such absurdity.
But you have such strength of mind, Marilla. I felt that I couldn't bear Josie Pye's scorn. She would have crowed over me all my life. Now look at me. By the time I can walk again, Miss Stacy won't be new anymore. And Gilbert... Everybody will get ahead of me in class. Oh, I am an afflicted mortal. Please don't be cross with me, Marilla.
There, there. I'm not cross.
Isn't it fortunate I have an imagination? What do people without imaginations do when they break their bones, Marilla? There, Marilla. If I can limp, that means I can go back to school.
The doctor says next week, Anne.
Everybody has been so good and kind. Miss Stacy has been to see me 14 times. Isn't that something to be proud of? And she never told me it was my own fault and that she hoped it would make me a better person, as Mrs. Lynde always says when she comes to visit. Even Josie Pye came. I received her politely. If I had been killed, she would have had to carry a dark burden of remorse all her life. And Diana has been over every day. She agrees with me that Miss Stacy is perfectly sweet, a true kindred spirit.
Well, there's one thing plain to be seen, Anne. Your fall off the very roof hasn't injured your tongue at all.
Pass the butter, Anne, and stop daydreaming.
Sorry, Marilla. I was thinking of the Christmas concert Miss Stacy is organizing. We've all been asked to perform something.
I don't approve of children getting up concerts. It makes them vain and forward and distracts them from their lessons.
But we're all rehearsing so hard. We're to have a tableau. Faith, Hope, and Charity. Diana and Ruby and I. I'm to be Hope, with my hands clasped so, and my eyes uplifted. I'm going to practice my lines in the garret. Don't be alarmed if you hear me groaning, Matthew. They